Sometimes it's phrased as a question, and sometimes it's just a complaint. But whichever form it takes, one of the refrains I hear so often about the New Orleans restaurant scene is a request for more breakfast. It is not a patient request. In fact, it seems like every time someone brings it up, they are hungry, in desperate need of coffee, and not interested in mincing words. Evidently, the local restaurant community has gotten the message. From uptown restaurant rows to the revitalizing downtown stretches of Canal Street to a dead-end street in mid-city, more and more restaurants are emerging to field the morning meal. Breakfast is their business, and it seems business is good. There are a few trends at play here. One is the recent return of the neighborhood bakery around New Orleans. Bakers and pastry chefs have been opening more small shops, and with their traditionally early hours, many of them double as breakfast spots. One example is Laurel Street Bakery, which recently relocated from its longtime home uptown to a new spot in Broadmoor. Meanwhile, the bakery Tartine is expanding into Laurel Street's old space, on Laurel Street, of course. This new place, coming soon, will be called Toast, and it will be all about breakfast. Combine the new Laurel Street Bakery in Broadmoor with the nearby Gracious Bakery and the new Ye Olde Bake Shop from the Ye Olde College Inn folks, and you have what amounts to a Bermuda Triangle of bakery breakfast options all close together. Another cluster has developed in mid-city. Just maneuver around the logjam of road construction barriers on Bank Street these days, and you'll find Biscuits and Buns on Banks, which specializes, naturally, in biscuits. Then, right across the street, there's the memorably named Wake and Bacon, which in this case means they're waking up to bake you breads and English muffins for breakfast plates. Just next door, the restaurant Crescent Pie and Sausage Company gives its own brunch service a go on Sundays. The list goes on. G&O Food Company in the CBD, Live Oak Cafe in Carrollton, Manhattan Jack and Revista Cafe along Magazine Street, High Vault and District Donuts in the Lower Garden District, Petite Amelie in the French Quarter, and even the walk-up stand Pagoda Cafe on Bayou Road. These are all independent boutique breakfast spots new to the scene. But then, there are also the big boys of breakfast. From its start as a neighborhood breakfast joint in Mandeville back in the 90s, the Broken Egg Cafe has grown into a regional chain of restaurants, all called Another Broken Egg. Its first franchise in New Orleans opened uptown last month, and a second is slated to open in Lakeview next week. More are in the works. And then there's the Ruby Slipper Cafe, a homespun spot that has become something of a breakfast brand. In January, the family owners opened their fourth Ruby Slipper, this time on Canal Street in the CBD. This new restaurant is just 5 blocks from another Ruby Slipper on Camp Street. On the map, they look practically on top of each other. But, as we're learning, when New Orleans wakes up hungry, breakfast can never be too close. Learn more at wwno.org.